it's me Aarti on the day 7 of my 90-day YouTube challenge. Today I'm going to talk about 3 extremely easy gratitude exercises that you can start like right today. So before I go into this, gratitude was a concept that I think I was introduced to back in school because I, you know, because of my dad who would encourage me to read books like The Secret, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. All of these books talk a lot about gratitude, and then of course came a lot of TED Talks. I am an avid TED Talk watcher, so I love, you know, listening to motivational talks and listening to success stories. So whenever I've seen these talks or read these books or, you know, read interviews of all successful people, there's one common thread that I found in all of these is that all of them were like huge believers in the law of attraction. Most of them had this firm belief in, you know, them, themselves and where they wanted to be in life. And the third is all of them preach and practice gratitude like each day of their life. So, and gratitude ऐसा concept है, I think हम लोगों ने बहुत सुना है, पढ़ा है इसके बारे में, Instagram पे quotes भी देखते हैं, but when it comes to practicing it, that's what we fail at miserably. So I wanted to give you these small little exercises that you could do in your day-to-day life, which won't take more than, you know, 2 minutes of your day. But before I rush into it, for people who for whom this concept is totally new, basically what this concept says is, you know, you should be thankful and should appreciate all the small things in your life and focus on what you have rather than focusing on what you don't have. I think most of our lives we are always cribbing and ranting and thinking about all the things that we do not have, you know? And it happens to us, it's human. I mean, it's okay if it happens. I've done it so many times, especially when you're going through like a low, like, you know, those gloomy dark spells in your life, when you're feeling uncertainty and when you feel lost and don't know which direction to go. Generally, you end up focusing on what is not going right rather than what is going right for you. So all it says is focus your attention on what you want than what you do not want, because whatever you put your focus to, your attention to, is going to expand. It's just a universal law. One really great quote about gratitude that I, you know, heard on one of these Brené Brown talks recently, and Brené Brown is somebody I completely have fallen in love with. Like, I am a fangirl. I'm going to talk about her very soon. But this quote about gratitude stuck with me. She said, people say there is no gratitude because there is no joy, but what they forget is there is no joy because there is no gratitude. And it made so much sense. So moving on to the 3 things that you could do. Number one is you could maintain a gratitude journal or a diary. So you can hop onto your nearest stationery right now and go pick up a diary from there and you know, start every day, like make it a habit to, you know, put 3 things into that diary that you're grateful for, that you like, that you appreciate about your life. Now it can be something as small as having your family by your side or having the best of friends, or something as small as getting a wholesome meal every day. These are the little things which I think we fail to appreciate at times. So I do something similar, but I don't maintain a diary. I do it on my phone. So in my phone notes, I write about the 3 things that I'm grateful for every day. And I haven't kept a fixed time. I do it in the morning or before going to sleep in the night. So, and on the phone, it's more convenient because, you know, sometimes if it slips your mind in the morning, you can always do it on the way to a meeting or at your workplace, wherever. Number two is you can maintain a gratitude calendar. So you can buy one of those small desk calendars, you know, which you can keep in your office desk or at your place. And you should start filling in on each day whenever something nice has happened, whenever, you know, something you felt really happy about has happened. Just write those things down. And you know what, sometimes what we do is we want to like be so perfect at it, we want to do it every day, and then when we fail to do it every day, we beat ourselves down. So don't get into that exercise. Mat karo 30 din, like don't do it for 30 days, do it maybe just like 20 out of 30 days. Try as much as you can, but by the end of that month, when you look at your calendar, you will see so many good things that have happened to you that month and so many things that you should be happy and thankful for. And you will go into the next month with a whole lot of, you know, with feeling a lot more positive and happy and with like high spirits. That's number two. Number three is a gratitude jar. You can buy one of those small jars or the big ones, of whatever size you're comfortable with, or a tin, and you can start filling in chits of things that you are grateful for, 1 a day, 2 a day, 3 a day, whatever you guys want, and keep filling the jar with these chits. And then when one of those days comes when, you know, things are not feeling right or you just kind of are feeling low in life, just pick up that jar, just open like 3 chits, and you will see there is so much in your life to be thankful for. So do try these things out, and I would love to know if you're going to try it out, how does that make you feel, what difference does that make to your life. I would love to hear from you guys about it. There's another exciting thing that I'm starting from today. It is called the Gratitude Project 2018, which I'm going to talk about and post about it on Instagram very soon today. So you guys can go check it out on my Insta handle. My Insta handle is gypsysoul, gypsy_soul. Do go and check it out and do that too if you feel like. With this, I'm going to sign off and I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Bye.